Coca-Cola Company presents Spotlight Reviews, starring Spike Jones and the City Slickers and Dorothy Shea, the Park Avenue Hillbilly, with Doodles Weaver and our guest for tonight, Nellie Lutcher. Spike Jones and the City Slickers give us a special arrangement utilizing three anvils, four hook and ladder companies, seven glockenspiels, and two small children popping bubble gum in the balcony. The song, Charlie, my boy.
Thank you, music lovers. This is Spike Jones bidding you welcome to the Spotlight Review. And standing here waiting to double that welcome is the Park Avenue Hillbilly, Dorothy Shea.
Well, thank you, and hello, everybody. Hey, Spike, I'm mighty proud of you. I saw that wonderful article about you in Collier's Magazine.
Well, thank you, Dorothy. You know, I've been getting a lot of fan mail from that article.
Oh, really?
Yes. One girl even came up and proposed to me. She's got looks, plenty of money, intelligence, plenty of money, a perfect figure, and plenty of money.
Oh, Spike, is that all you look for in a girl?
Well, Dorothy, when a man's in love, he can't be choosy.
Oh, Spike, behave yourself.
Well, Dorothy, you can't blame me. After all, I started out as a very poor boy. Well, we were so poor, my folks used to send me out on the street to beg for whole wheat bread.
Why whole wheat bread?
We were poor, but we were proud. But take it easy, Dorothy. You didn't have things easy when you were a kid either, did you?
No, I remember how my father used to take me by the hand, and we'd walk 10 miles to school.
You and your father walked 10 miles to school?
Yep. Then at 3 o'clock, I'd call for him and take him home.
I see what you mean. Well, Dorothy, tell us what your song is tonight, huh?
Well, Spike, this is a song that says, "It was just a friendly feeling on my part." In Paris, it's the proper thing to do to speak to strangers if you have a mind. They never get insulted, and sometimes it's resulted in the most delightful friendship you could find. And so I tried the continental way and stopped a stranger on the avenue. He looked so debonair with such a friendly air, but I soon found out it's not the thing to do. It was just a friendly feeling on my part. I never meant no harm. I saw that he was shy as he was passing by, and so I just grabbed him by the arm. It was just a friendly feeling on my part. I asked him out to tea. We talked of that and this, and I stole a little kiss. Now ain't that a friendly way to be? A friendly, 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 friendly feeling. I'm a friendly, 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 friendly gal. When I'm with a man, I do all I can to keep on boosting his morale. It was just a friendly feeling on my part. We ate ago. Well, he saw I had some dough, and so he just let me pay the bill. It was just a friendly feeling on my part until we took the vow. Well, now we live in flats and we've got a dozen brats. Oh, where is that friendly feeling? We lost that friendly feeling. Ain't got no friendly feeling now.
Swell, Dorothy, really swell. It's easy to see why you were voted radio's Woman of the Year. Right now, Calypso lovers, we take you on a little trip to Trinidad, piloted by Joe Syracuse, our drummer, who always sits with his back to the check. Dr. Birdbath, Freddie Morgan, and Dick Morgan will form a conga line. Dick, you know how to conga, don't you?
Why, sure. All you do is step out on the floor and make like you got a busted crankshaft.
I see, Richard, I see. Uh-huh.
Maestro.
Well, thank you very much. So here we go. People are funnier than anybody.
Everyone says to begin the beginning, but nobody begins him. So I will tell you how. First, you lift your right leg like this. Then you lift your left leg like this. Then you lift both your legs together like this. There must be an easier way to do this, I think.
This is our philosophy. This is our philosophy. And we're sure that you'll agree. People are funnier than anybody. Woman needs $5 bad. Beauty facial must be had. Husband can't spare the money, of course, but he'll put $10 on the nose of a horse. Wife can't see well enough to drive. Car through garage doors 12 foot wide. But on husband's suit of gray, she can spot her blonde hair from a block away. This is our philosophy. This is our philosophy, and we're sure that you'll agree. People are funnier than anybody. Husband plays poker and enjoys sitting up all night with the boys. But at home with his wife he'll fight if he has to sit 10 minutes with the baby at night. Wife runs faster than any gale when she hears of a 1 cent sale. I'm saving you money to her husband, she'll clap. But to get to the sale, she takes a taxi cab. This is our philosophy. This is our philosophy. And we're sure that you'll agree. People are funnier than anybody. Man gets married, says it's one good deal. He waits 8 years for a home-cooked meal. When wife has nice hot dinner on late, he comes home from the pool room 2 hours late. When a single man kisses girl goodnight, he gets filled with real delight. But when husband kisses wife to say the least, he gets his nose caught in the curler and his whole face greased.
Thank you.
you hear that beat? The boys are giving out with zest. That's to greet the arrival of this evening's guest. She's got a style of her own, and nobody can touch her. Who can it be?
Why, it's Nellie Latcher.
Thanks, everybody. Good evening, Spike. I'm very grateful to you and Miss Shea for inviting me to do my bit in the Spotlight Review.
Well, Nellie, it's our policy every week to bring to our microphone an outstanding recording artist that's caught on in the public favor. There's no question about the way you've caught on. What have you got for us tonight, Nellie?
Well, I have a little thing for you called Do You or Don't You Love Me?
And it's written by Nellie Latcher, too. Here she is.
Do you or don't you love me, baby, like you used to? Please, please tell me now. Do you feel the thrill of me you used to, baby? Please, please tell me now. You're not the same. You're acting strange. Am I to blame? I'd like to know, I'd like to know. Do you or don't you love me, baby, like you used to? Please, please tell me now.
Wonderful, Nellie, and gathering from that reception, they do love that song. Nellie will be back with us in a few minutes. Right now, here's Mike Wallace.
There are some tunes we like because they're so familiar. We welcome their unchanging harmony. So it is with Coca-Cola. We like its friendly refreshment, and we're grateful that it never changes. Today, it's the self-same delicious drink it was when Great-Grandpa ordered Coke in 1886. And it's available for the self-same price of a nickel. Still only 5 cents a bottle.
Musical pattern, Miss Dorothy Shea steps back into the spotlight with another song. But we'll let her tell you about it. Dorothy?
Well, I guess everybody at one time or another wants to write a song. I'm no different to any other one.
I'm sure that my song would be a lovely thing, and it would always bring a memory to you. Thrill of your sweet kiss, the first one I knew. My song would not be famous, I guess, but it would say, I confess, that I adore. If I could write it for you, would say the words that are true and have them so long. If I could write my song. My song would not be famous, I guess, but it would say, I confess, that I adore you. My song, if I could write it for you, would say the words that are true and have been so long. If I could write my song. Dorothy,
every time you sing like that, my heart goes bloop bleep. However, this is the time in the show when class rears its ugly head, takes a look at Doodles Weaver, and faints dead away. Here he is, City Slicker Doodles Weaver, as Professor Fiedelbach.
Thank you. For my selection tonight, I was going to sing that beautiful ballad, When You Wore a Tulip and I Wore a Red, Red Rose, and we both almost froze to death. But instead, I shall render that tender sender Ragtime Cowboy Joe. Now, I believe I'm in voice tonight. Yes, I am in voice as usual. And now, if you mind, music maestro, please. Right now.
He always slings his raggy clothes in the corner. No, what a start. He always sings his Maggie Rusick to the cattle, his caddy music with a rattle. No. His raggy music on the mantle, his cattle mousy minkle haddle. He croons to cows. He always sings his raggy music to the cattle as he swings back and forward on a noose.
No.
As he swings back and forward on the saddle of a horse, pretty good horse, that's a synthigated pater, a pathogated satyr. Synthetic alligator. No, genuine leather. No, sharkskin. Gabardine. No. That is syncopated, gated. Such a money feeder. Little teeter. A teeter totter. No. A funny meter. Meter. Tick, 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 tick. Such a funny meter to the rear of his reporter.
Oh, that's something wrong.
To the roar of his repeater. To the rip of his rip snorter.
No, no.
To the roar of his repeater. Row they hum. Honey, row. No. Take a bow.
Oh, no, no.
I'm a sow.
Oh, no, I'm not a sow.
I'm not a sow. Have some chow.
No, no.
A chow, that's a dog, you know? I've got a dog. I got a chihuahua myself. Every time I get the haircut on my chihuahua, I take him to the chibaba.
Some chibaba! Chihuahua, chibaba.
How they run when they hear the fellow's gun, for the western folks all know. The western folks all know he's a highfalutin. You know what highfalutin is? Well, that's when there's a flute player that's 8 feet tall and plays the flute. Highfalutin. Highfalutin. He's a highfalutin, shabbat rootin, gun of a son. He's a rice alutin, rootin, mootin, footin, bootin. No, no. He's an old Rasputin. He's a highfalutin, rootin, tootin, rootin, tootin, tootin, tootin. Happy New Year! Sorry, I'm too late. He's a highfalutin, rabbit shooting, son of a gun from hunger. No. Son of a gun from Texas. New Mexico. No, Rhode Island. No, East Lynn. No, Brooklyn. No, Alcatraz. No, Albany. Selma. No, the Bronx. Catalina, Africa. Where is this guy from, anyway? He's some cowboy. Talk about your cowboy. Oh, cowboys. How they love to ride a horse. A horse? And there they go around the turn. It's Handsome Hackin' in front. Brother Pat is second. Flying Humphrey up in close. And Lady Godiva is showing plenty. Ragtime cowboy.
Goes Professor Fiedelbaum, radio's answer to nobody's question. Now, Nellie Lutcher, Dorothy Shea, and the City Slickers take part in a three-way conversation with three little words, say it isn't so, and whispering.
Three little words, oh, what I'd give for that wonderful phrase. To hear those three little words, that's all I'd live for the rest of my days. And what I feel in my heart, they tell me clearly. No other words can tell it half so clearly as those three little words. Eight little letters, which means, baby,
isn't so. Say it isn't so. Everyone is saying you don't love me. Say it isn't so. Everywhere I go, everyone I know that you're growing tired of me. Say it isn't so. People say that you found somebody new, and it won't be long before you leave me. Say it isn't true. Say it isn't so.
Now this is Myron Wallace speaking for the Coca-Cola Company, saying, whoever you are, whatever you do, wherever you may be, when you think of refreshment, think of Coca-Cola, for ice-cold Coca-Cola makes any pause a pause that refreshes. Now here are Spike and Dorothy.
All music lovers, that's our signal to start looking forward to meeting you again next Friday night at the same time. Oh, Dorothy?
Yes, Spike?
Would you like to go out with me after the show?
Why, yes, Spike. Will you take me to an expensive place where we can swing and sway with Sammy Kay?
No, we'll go to a cheaper place and just let it drag with Sketch McCray. Good night, folks.
Good night.
Spike and Dorothy will have as their guests Jan August and his Piano Magic, featuring a sensational recording success, Hungarian Rhapsody. Hear the pause that refreshes on the air next Sunday on this same CBS station with Jane Froman, Percy Faith, and your host, Roger Pryor. Spike Jones and the City Slickers will visit their friends in Springfield, Decatur, Peoria, Grand Rapids, Kalamazoo, and Indianapolis between now and next Friday's Spotlight Review. Broadcasting system.